Here is the podcast episode transcript. Less than intro, greater than. Welcome to the Science Explorers, where we dive deep into the latest groundbreaking research. I'm Tom, and with me is my co-host, Jane.
Hi there. Today we'll be unpacking a fascinating new paper that takes a close look at something that's core to scientific progress, evaluation benchmarks.
That's right. The paper is titled Quantifying Variance in Evaluation Benchmarks, and it's authored by a team of researchers from places like Meta, UCL, and Stanford. The key finding is that there's a lot more variability and uncertainty in these benchmarks than we typically acknowledge.
Evaluation benchmarks are the bread and butter of AI research, used to measure the capabilities of large language models and track progress over time. But as the paper shows, these benchmarks can be quite finicky, with a lot of hidden variance that can muddy our interpretation of results. This is a really important issue that deserves a closer look.
Absolutely. Let's dive in and unpack this paper in more detail. What are the researchers trying to achieve, and what did they discover? Less than, intro, greater than, less than, body, greater than. The core motivation behind this paper is that evaluation benchmarks play a crucial role in AI development and research, but there's often a lack of rigor and transparency around quantifying the variability in these benchmark scores.
That's right. The authors note that when new language models are released, they're almost always accompanied by a slew of benchmark scores that are used to claim progress and superiority over previous models. But these benchmark scores are often treated as a single, definitive number, without much consideration for the uncertainty underlying them.
Exactly. The researchers wanted to take a deeper look at this issue and really quantify the variance present in these evaluation benchmarks. So they conducted a massive study, looking at 13 different popular benchmarks across 280 different language models, both publicly released ones as well as their own models trained from scratch.
That's an impressively large-scale analysis. What were some of the key metrics they used to assess variance in the benchmark scores?
They looked at a few different things. First, they measured the seed variance, that is, how much the benchmark scores can vary just from changing the random initialization seed when training a model from scratch. This speaks to the inherent instability and unreliability of these scores.
Ah, I see. So even for models that are trained identically aside from the random seed, the benchmark performance can still fluctuate quite a bit. That's concerning, because it means small differences in scores may not actually reflect meaningful differences in model capabilities.
Exactly. They also looked at the monotonicity of scores during training, where the benchmark performance steadily improves as the model is trained for longer. Ideally, we'd want to see a nice, smooth increase, but the researchers found that's often not the case.
Interesting. So the trajectory of benchmark scores during training can be quite erratic and non-monotonic. That really undermines the common practice of selecting model checkpoints based on peak benchmark performance. There's clearly a lot more going on under the hood than these single scores let on.
Definitely. And the researchers didn't just stop at quantifying the variance, they also explored potential ways to reduce it. For example, they found that framing certain choice-based tasks as completion tasks could lower the variance for smaller 7 billion parameter models.
Ah, so simple tweaks to the task formulation can sometimes help stabilize the benchmark scores. That's good to know. But the paper also mentions that more sophisticated techniques inspired by psychometrics, like item analysis and item response theory, struggle to meaningfully reduce the variance.
Right. It seems there's no easy fix. The inherent noisiness and instability of these benchmarks runs deep. The takeaway seems to be that we need to be much more cautious and thoughtful when interpreting and comparing benchmark results.
Absolutely. These findings really call into question how we've been using benchmarks to drive progress in the field. If the scores are this variable and unreliable, then basing major research decisions on them seems questionable at best.
Definitely. The authors argue that we need to start reporting more than just a single benchmark number. Things like seed variance, confidence intervals, and statistical significance should all be part of the equation. Only then can we start to make more sound comparisons and use these benchmarks effectively.
That's a great point. providing that additional context and uncertainty quantification is crucial. These benchmarks are the backbone of AI progress, so we need to make sure we're using them in a rigorous and responsible way. This paper really highlights an important blind spot that the field needs to address.
Couldn't agree more. This study is a fantastic wake-up call, shining a light on an issue that's been hiding in plain sight. It's a must-read for anyone working on or following the development of large language models. Body greater than reflections greater than.
You know, as someone who follows AI research pretty closely, I have to say I'm really struck by the implications of this work. It makes me rethink how much stock we should be putting in those benchmark leaderboards and claims of state-of-the-art performance.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that something as fundamental as the random seed can introduce so much variability is just eye-opening. It really speaks to the fragility of these benchmarks and how easily they can be swayed by seemingly innocuous factors.
Definitely. And I like how the paper doesn't just stop at identifying the problem. The researchers also explore potential ways to address it, even if the solutions aren't necessarily easy. The fact that simple task reformulations can help for smaller models is an interesting finding.
Yeah, and I think their broader call for more transparency and uncertainty quantification around these benchmarks is spot on. We need to move away from just reporting a single score and really get a handle on the inherent variability. That's the only way these benchmarks can fulfill their promise as reliable measures of progress.
Absolutely. This paper has really made me rethink how I interpret benchmark results going forward. I'm definitely going to be more skeptical and look for that additional context and nuance. It's a great reminder that even our most trusted evaluation tools can have hidden flaws.
Couldn't agree more. This is the kind of work that's so important for pushing the field forward in a rigorous and responsible way. Kudos to the authors for taking on this thorny issue head on. It's going to spark a lot of important conversations, reflections > conclusion >
Well, Tom, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of evaluation benchmarks. I think the key takeaway here is that we need to be much more careful and thoughtful in how we interpret and use these benchmarks, given the surprising amount of variability and uncertainty involved.
Absolutely. As the researchers argue, these benchmarks are the cornerstone of AI progress, so we can't afford to treat them as black boxes. Understanding and quantifying their limitations is crucial if we want to use them effectively to drive the field forward.
Definitely. This paper is a must-read for anyone working in AI, and I hope it sparks a broader reckoning around benchmark practices. It's a great example of how diving deep into the details of research can uncover important insights that reshape our understanding of a field.
Well said. This has been a fantastic discussion, and I'm sure our listeners have come away with a much richer appreciation for the nuances and challenges involved in evaluating language models. It's research like this that keeps pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Be sure to subscribe to the Science Explorers for more in-depth discussions of cutting-edge research. Until next time, keep exploring.
Catch you later. > conclusion > Are you constantly frustrated by the unreliable and inconsistent results of your AI evaluation benchmarks?
Introducing Benchmark Busters, the one-stop shop for all your benchmark stabilization needs.
Our patented benchmark variance reduction serum is scientifically formulated to eliminate random seed jitters, smooth out non-monotonic performance curves, and give you rock-solid, reproducible benchmark scores.
With Benchmark Busters, you'll never have to worry about your model's peak score being a fluke ever again. Just one application and you can trust those benchmarks like never before.
But wait, there's more. Order in the next 20 minutes and we'll throw in a free item response theory toolkit, a $99 value, yours absolutely free.
Benchmark Busters, taking the variance out of your evaluations. Order now at benchmarkbusters.com. Benchmark Busters, because your models deserve better.
Intro. Welcome to the Curiosity Chronicles, the show that takes you on a deep dive into groundbreaking research. I'm Tom, and along with my co-host Jen, we're excited to explore the latest developments in science and technology.
That's right, Tom. In this episode, we're diving into a fascinating paper titled Vega: Learning Interleaved Image Text Comprehension in Vision Language Large Models. This research tackles a crucial challenge in the field of multimodal AI, the ability to understand and navigate complex, intertwined visual and textual information.
The paper is authored by a team of researchers from Xiamen University, and it presents a new task called Interleaved Image Text Comprehension, or IITC for short. This task challenges AI models to go beyond the typical question and answer format of existing vision language benchmarks, and instead tackle more realistic, real-world scenarios where information is scattered across both images and text.
Exactly. Most current multimodal AI models excel at tasks like visual question answering, where the input is a single image with a specific question. But as the authors point out, human comprehension often involves navigating through a plethora of irrelevant and potentially misleading information in both text and images. That's the challenge the Vega team set out to address, Body.
To do this, the researchers created a new dataset called Vega, which is tailored specifically for the IITC task. The dataset is built around scientific content, presenting models with complex, interleaved sequences of images and text that contain both relevant and irrelevant information.
The key innovation of the IITC task is that it requires the models to not only understand the content, but also identify the specific elements that are relevant to answering a given question or following a set of instructions. This is a far more nuanced and demanding challenge compared to traditional multimodal tasks.
For example, one of the sample questions in the Vega dataset might ask the model to identify the figure that shows the difference between the single-game and multi-game models. To answer this, the model would need to carefully parse the surrounding text, identify the relevant figures, and then determine which one actually contains the information needed to address the question.
Navigating this kind of interleaved, multimodal context is incredibly challenging for even the most advanced AI models today. The researchers evaluated several leading closed-source and open-source vision language models on the IITC task, and the results were quite humbling.
That's right. Even cutting-edge models like Gemini 1.5 Pro and GPT-4V, which have shown impressive capabilities on other tasks, struggled to achieve high performance on the IITC benchmark. The best model only managed an 85.8% accuracy rate on the image association subtask, and a 0.508 Rouge score on the text-based question answering.
These results really highlight the limitations of current multimodal AI systems when faced with complex, real-world comprehension challenges. The Vega dataset and IITC task are pushing the boundaries of what these models can do, and exposing the need for significant advancements in their ability to reason across visual and textual information.
To address this, the researchers developed a novel training strategy, combining multitask learning and multi-scale processing, which helped boost the performance of their baseline model. But even with these improvements, there's still a long way to go before we can achieve human-level comprehension abilities in AI.
Absolutely. The Vega paper is a really important step forward in understanding the limitations of current multimodal AI, and charting a path towards more robust, flexible, and nuanced comprehension capabilities. This is crucial as we continue to see AI systems integrated into more real-world applications that involve complex, interleaved information. Reflections.
You know, as I was reading through this paper, I was struck by just how challenging the IITC task is. It really forces these models to go beyond simple pattern matching and actually engage in deeper reasoning and understanding.
Definitely. The ability to sift through irrelevant information, identify the key elements, and then synthesize a coherent response is something that comes so naturally to humans, but is incredibly difficult for AI. It's a humbling reminder of just how sophisticated our own cognitive abilities are.
And I think the implications of this research go well beyond just academic benchmarks. Imagine an AI assistant that could help us navigate complex documents or reports, zeroing in on the most relevant information and helping us make sense of it all. Or a system that could truly understand the context and intent behind our queries, rather than just matching keywords.
Absolutely. The Vega team is pushing the boundaries of what's possible with multimodal AI, and I'm really excited to see how this work inspires new breakthroughs in the field. It's a crucial step towards building AI systems that can truly engage with the rich, nuanced information we encounter in our daily lives. Conclusion.
Well, I think we've barely scratched the surface of this fascinating research. The Vega paper represents a major advancement in our understanding of the challenges and opportunities in multimodal AI, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me too, Tom. This is the kind of cutting-edge work that really gets me excited about the potential of artificial intelligence. By pushing the boundaries of what's possible, the Vega team is helping to pave the way for a new generation of AI systems that can truly understand and navigate the complexities of the world around us.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to check out the Vega project page for more information on this research, and stay tuned for more episodes of the Curiosity Chronicles, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries. Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. See you next time.
Upbeat jingle, please. Are you tired of your AI assistant constantly misunderstanding your queries and giving you irrelevant information?
Introducing Vega Vision, the revolutionary new AI system that can truly comprehend the complex, interleaved world of images and text.
Vega Vision uses cutting-edge deep learning techniques to navigate through irrelevant data and hone in on the key details you need. No more hunting through endless pages of useless information.
Whether you're trying to find the perfect scientific diagram, or just need to quickly understand a dense technical report, Vega Vision has got your back.
And the best part? Vega Vision comes equipped with its own robotic arms, so it can even physically retrieve the documents you need. No more getting up from your chair.
Laughing. That's right, Tom. Vega Vision, the AI assistant that does it all, without ever leaving your desk.
So why settle for an AI that's half blind and half deaf, when you can have Vega Vision? The future of multimodal comprehension is here.
Get Vega Vision today for the low, low price of 3 monthly payments of $19.95. Call now and we'll throw in a free set of robotic grabbers, absolutely free.
Vega Vision. See the full picture, grasp the complete story.
Call 1-800-VEGA-VISION. That's 1-800-VEGA-VISION. Upbeat jingle fades out.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jane.
Hello everyone. Today, we're excited to discuss a fascinating new paper titled Video GUI, a benchmark for GUI automation from instructional videos. This research, conducted by a team of researchers from the National University of Singapore and Microsoft, tackles a crucial challenge in the world of computer automation.
As our digital lives become increasingly reliant on graphical user interfaces, or GUIs, the need for efficient and intelligent automation tools has never been greater. The researchers behind VideoGui recognized this and set out to create a new benchmark that would push the boundaries of what's possible.
Traditionally, GUI automation has focused on simple tasks that can be described through text-based instructions, such as insert a new slide. However, in the real world, users often encounter much more complex and visually driven challenges when working with software.
That's where VideoGui comes in. The researchers behind this benchmark turned to a rich source of information, instructional videos. By sourcing tasks from high-quality web tutorials, they were able to create a dataset that reflects the true complexity and visual nature of the tasks people struggle with every day.
What's really fascinating about VideoGui is the level of detail and nuance it provides. The benchmark doesn't just evaluate the final output of a GUI automation system. It delves deep into the different stages of the process, from high-level planning to middle-level planning to atomic action execution.
Let's break that down. High-level planning involves reconstructing the procedural steps required to complete a task, based solely on visual cues without any accompanying text instructions. This tests the system's ability to truly understand the visual components and their relationship to the overall goal.
The middle-level planning stage takes things a step further, challenging the system to generate precise action narrations based on the visual state and the desired outcome. This requires a deeper understanding of the GUI elements and the actions needed to manipulate them.
And finally, the atomic action execution stage evaluates the system's ability to actually perform specific actions, such as clicking, dragging, typing, and scrolling, with accuracy and precision. This level of granularity provides a clear picture of where the system may be struggling.
The researchers behind VideoGUI have curated an impressive dataset, featuring 86 complex tasks across 11 different software applications, ranging from video editing tools to AI-powered image creation platforms. Each task is accompanied by detailed annotations, including the procedural steps and the individual actions required to complete it.
What's really exciting is that the researchers didn't just rely on automated annotations. They had human participants actually reproduce the instructional videos, capturing their planning processes and recording their actions. This level of manual curation ensures that the benchmark is truly representative of real-world challenges.
And when the researchers put the latest state-of-the-art large multimodal models to the test on VideoGUI, the results were quite surprising. Even the impressive GPT-4o model struggled to complete a single full task, with the biggest bottleneck being in the planning stages rather than the action execution.
This finding is particularly intriguing, as GPT-4o is known for its language understanding and integration capabilities. The fact that it faltered on the visual-centric aspects of the tasks highlights the limitations of current AI systems when it comes to truly understanding and navigating complex graphical interfaces.
The implications of this research are significant. As our reliance on software and digital tools continues to grow, the need for robust and intelligent GUI automation becomes increasingly critical. VideoGUI provides a valuable benchmark for evaluating and driving the development of the next generation of AI-powered assistants, helping to bridge the gap between human and machine capabilities.
Jen, I'm particularly excited about the potential of this research to unlock new possibilities in productivity and creativity. Imagine a world where we could seamlessly delegate complex software tasks to intelligent agents, freeing up our time and mental energy to focus on the things that truly matter.
Absolutely, Tom. And the fact that VideoGUI is sourced from real-world instructional videos means that the benchmark reflects the genuine challenges that people face in their day-to-day lives. By tackling these visual-centric tasks, researchers can develop systems that truly understand and empower users, rather than just automating simple, text-based commands.
This research is a testament to the power of cross-disciplinary collaboration. The team behind VideoGUI has brought together expertise from computer vision, natural language processing, and human-computer interaction to create a truly innovative and impactful benchmark.
I agree, Tom. And what's even more exciting is the potential for this work to inspire further advancements in the field. By shining a light on the limitations of current AI systems, VideoGUI can catalyze new research directions and encourage the development of more sophisticated, visually aware automation tools.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning of a journey towards a future where our digital assistants can truly understand and navigate the complex visual landscapes of our software interfaces. VideoGUI has set the stage for a new era of GUI automation, and I can't wait to see what the research community will achieve next.
Me too, Tom. This has been a fascinating exploration of the VideoGUI benchmark and the important challenges it tackles. I'm sure our listeners are as inspired and intrigued as we are by the potential of this research. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring the cutting edge of science with us. Jingle, please.
Are you tired of struggling with complex software interfaces? Do you find yourself wishing you had a digital assistant that could just take over and get the job done?
Well, have we got the solution for you? Introducing VisualWiz, the cutting edge AI that can navigate any GUI like a pro.
VisualWiz uses the latest advancements in computer vision and natural language processing to understand your software interfaces on a deep, visual level. No more fumbling around with menus and toolbars.
Just tell VisualWiz what you want to do, and it'll take care of the rest. Need to create a complex presentation in PowerPoint? Visual Wizard's got your back. Want to edit that viral video, but don't know where to start? Visual Wiz is on the case.
And the best part? Visual Wiz learns from the mistakes of other AI assistants. It's been trained on the VideoGUI benchmark, so it knows exactly what to do when faced with those tricky, visual-centric tasks.
So why waste your time struggling with software when you can let Visual Wiz handle it all? Get Visual Wiz today and experience the future of GUI automation.
Visual Wiz, your digital software sidekick, available now for low monthly payments of $9.99. Call 1-800-VISUAL-WIZ to order. Jingle plays.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge research and uncover the fascinating stories behind scientific breakthroughs. I'm Tom, and with me is my co-host, Jane.
Hi there. Today, we're excited to discuss a paper that tackles an important challenge in the world of satellite imagery, achieving high-resolution satellite images without sacrificing temporal resolution.
The paper is titled SAT-DIFFMO, a mixture of estimation method for satellite image super-resolution with latent diffusion models, and it's authored by Jiaxu Luo, Boyle Song, and Liu Shen from the University of Michigan.
This is a really intriguing topic, Tom. Satellite imaging is crucial for a wide range of applications, from crop monitoring and urban planning to wildfire management and weather forecasting. But as the researchers explain, there's often a trade-off between spatial resolution and temporal resolution, which can limit the usefulness of these images.
Exactly. The researchers note that while high-resolution satellite images, like those from the SPOT-6 or WorldView satellites, can provide incredible detail, they're challenging to collect frequently. On the other hand, lower resolution satellites like Sentinel-2 can capture images more often, but the spatial resolution is much coarser.
The key insight here is that by fusing information from multiple low resolution satellite images taken over time, the researchers can reconstruct a single high resolution image with more fine-grained details. It's kind of like putting together pieces of a puzzle to create a clearer, more complete picture.
That's a great analogy, Gene. To achieve this, the researchers developed a novel technique called SAT-DIFFMO, which stands for Satellite Diffusion Mixture of Estimation. At the heart of this approach is the use of latent diffusion models, a powerful class of generative AI models that can create high-quality, realistic images.
The researchers' innovation lies in how they train and apply these latent diffusion models for satellite image super-resolution. First, they modify the training process to explicitly incorporate the relative time difference between the low-resolution and high-resolution images. This helps the model learn the temporal dynamics of the image formation process.
Then, during inference, the researchers propose a clever fusion algorithm that takes an arbitrary number of low-resolution satellite images from the same location and different time points. By estimating the center of the reverse sampling trajectories for each low-resolution image, they're able to align the semantics and fuse the complementary information to reconstruct a single high-resolution image.
That's really fascinating, Tom. So, instead of just taking one low-resolution image and trying to upscale it, they're actually leveraging the collective information from multiple low-resolution images to get a more accurate and detailed high-resolution reconstruction. It's almost like they're reverse engineering the image formation process.
Absolutely. And the results are quite impressive. The researchers tested their SAT-DIFFMO method on two widely used satellite image datasets, the FMOW dataset and the WorldStrat dataset. Compared to state-of-the-art super-resolution techniques, their approach achieved significantly better perceptual quality metrics, like LPIPS and FID.
That's really exciting. Not only does SAT-DIFFMO produce higher quality reconstructions, but the researchers also show that it's more computationally efficient, requiring fewer parameters and training iterations than previous methods. This is a crucial advantage, especially when working with large-scale satellite imagery.
Yeah, the ability to fuse information from multiple low-resolution images in a flexible and efficient way is a real game-changer. It's easy to imagine how this could benefit a wide range of real-world applications that rely on satellite data.
Absolutely. Just think about the impact this could have on crop monitoring, urban planning, or natural disaster response. Having access to high-resolution satellite imagery with high temporal frequency could unlock all sorts of new insights and capabilities.
Definitely. And the researchers even touch on some potential future directions, like imposing physical measurement constraints to further improve the reconstruction quality. There's clearly a lot of room for this line of research to continue evolving and making an even bigger impact.
This is such an exciting and relevant piece of work. The researchers have really pushed the boundaries of what's possible with satellite image super resolution, leveraging the power of latent diffusion models in a novel and highly effective way. I'm really impressed by the elegance and potential of their SAT-DIFF-MO approach.
Me too, Jane. This is the kind of research that has the potential to transform how we think about and utilize satellite imagery. By bridging the gap between spatial and temporal resolution, it opens up so many new possibilities. I can't wait to see what other advancements come out of this field in the years to come.
Absolutely. This is a great example of how cutting-edge AI and machine learning techniques can be applied to solve real-world problems in innovative ways. The researchers have taken a complex challenge and developed a highly flexible and effective solution. It's a testament to the power of interdisciplinary collaboration and the incredible potential of scientific research.
Well said, Jane. This has been a fascinating dive into the world of satellite image super resolution. I'm sure our listeners have come away with a much deeper appreciation for the technical and practical significance of this research. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of science with us.
Are you tired of settling for blurry, low-resolution satellite images? Introducing SAT-DIFF-MO, the revolutionary satellite image super-resolution solution that will have you feeling like a spy satellite.
That's right, folks. With SAT-DIFF-MO, you can now see your backyard in crisp, high-definition detail from the comfort of your own home. Forget about those grainy, pixelated images. SAT-DIFF-MO will give you satellite imagery so clear, you'll think you're on the International Space Station.
SAT-DIFF-MO uses cutting-edge latent diffusion models and a proprietary mixture of estimation technique to fuse multiple low-resolution images into a single, jaw-dropping high-resolution masterpiece. It's like having NASA-level technology in the palm of your hand.
But wait, there's more. With SAT-DIFF-MO, you can track the progress of your neighbor's gardening project, monitor the growth of your favorite trees, or even spot your cat sunbathing on the roof. The possibilities are endless.
So why settle for subpar satellite imagery when you can have the ultimate in high-resolution, high-frequency satellite viewing? Get SAT-DIFF-MO today and experience the world like never before.
SAT-DIFF-MO, spy on your world in glorious high definition.
SAT-DIFF-MO, because Big Brother is watching, and you should be too. Welcome to the Cutting Edge Science Podcast. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jen. Today we're diving into a fascinating new paper that's shaking up the world of 3D machine perception. The title is EFM3D, a benchmark for measuring progress towards 3D egocentric foundation models.
This research explores a new frontier in AI, building foundation models that can understand the 3D world from an egocentric, first-person perspective. The authors are Julian Straub, Daniel Detten, Tianwei Shen, Nan Yang, Chris Sweeney, and Richard Newcomb from Meta Reality Labs Research.
What an incredible group of researchers tackling this cutting-edge challenge. The key idea here is that the rise of wearable computers like AR glasses is unlocking a new source of context for AI, rich, 3D egocentric sensor data from the user's perspective. And the researchers see this as an opportunity to build a new class of 3D spatial foundation models.
That's right. Traditional foundation models have been trained on massive 2D datasets like images and text. But these 3D egocentric foundation models, or EFMs, would leverage the fine-grained 3D location information from sensors like cameras and IMAs to build spatial understanding from the ground up.
Exactly. And to help drive progress in this area, the researchers have established the EFM 3D benchmark, the first of its kind for evaluating 3D object detection and surface reconstruction on high-quality annotated egocentric data.
This is a really important step. Without standardized benchmarks and datasets, it's incredibly difficult to measure advances in this new frontier of 3D AI. The researchers have tapped into the rich sensor data from Mythos Project Aria, which includes calibrated multi-camera video streams, semi-dense 3D point clouds, and accurate camera poses.
That's a great point. Having access to that diverse suite of egocentric sensor data is crucial, because it's quite different from the RGBD scanning datasets that are commonly used for 3D computer vision today. Those datasets have dense, uniformly sampled depth, whereas the egocentric data is sparse and irregular, with just semi-dense point clouds.
Absolutely. And to establish a baseline for the EFM 3D benchmark, the researchers have introduced a new model called egocentric voxel lifting, or EVL. This model takes a clever approach. It leverages 2D foundation model features from the video streams and combines them with the semi-dense 3D point data to build a 3D voxel feature volume.
That's a really interesting design choice. By building on top of 2D foundation models, EVL can inherit a lot of the powerful capabilities that have been developed for large-scale 2D perception tasks. And then it uses that 2D feature backbone to efficiently lift the data into a 3D spatial representation.
Exactly. And the key insight is that even as we move to 3D egocentric data, we can still benefit tremendously from the huge advances that have been made in 2D computer vision. EVL essentially acts as a bridge, connecting the 2D and 3D worlds.
That's a brilliant strategy. And when the researchers evaluate EVL on the EFM 3D benchmark, it really shines. Compared to state-of-the-art 3D scene understanding models from the literature, EVL significantly outperforms them, even when those models are retrained on the same egocentric datasets.
That's quite an impressive result. I'm curious, what are some of the key factors that allow EVL to perform so well? Is it just the clever 2D to 3D lifting approach, or are there other important design choices at play?
Well, the researchers highlight a few things. First, EVL is able to leverage all of the available egocentric modalities, not just the video streams, but also the camera poses, calibrations, and semi-dense 3D points. Integrating all of that rich spatial context seems to give EVL a big advantage.
Ah, I see. So it's really taking advantage of the full sensor suite that egocentric platforms provide, rather than just relying on RGB or point cloud data alone. That multimodal approach must be crucial.
Exactly. And the researchers also find that some of the finer implementation details make a big difference, like how they aggregate the 2D features into the 3D voxel grid, and how they incorporate the sparse 3D point information. Little design choices like that can have an outsized impact on performance.
That's really fascinating. It just goes to show how important it is to thoughtfully architect these models to match the unique properties of the egocentric data. The researchers clearly put a lot of careful engineering into EVL.
Absolutely. And I think what's most exciting is that this is just the beginning. The EFM 3D benchmark and the EVL baseline model are laying the groundwork for a whole new frontier in 3D AI. Imagine how much further the field could advance as more researchers start tackling these challenges.
Definitely. This paper really opens the door to a wealth of future possibilities. Not only for building more capable 3D understanding models, but also for unlocking new applications that can leverage rich egocentric spatial perception, like augmented reality, robotics, and beyond.
Exactly. And I think one of the most interesting aspects is how this work bridges the gap between 2D and 3D AI. By building on top of 2D foundation models, EVL shows how we can combine the best of both worlds. The scalability and performance of 2D perception with the true 3D spatial understanding that egocentric data enables.
That's a great point. It really speaks to the power of hybrid approaches that can leverage multiple modalities and abstraction levels. The researchers here have found an elegant way to marry 2D and 3D in a synergistic manner.
Absolutely. And I think what's most exciting is the potential impact this could have. Equipping AI systems with true 3D spatial understanding from an egocentric viewpoint could revolutionize so many applications, from assistive technologies to autonomous robots to mixed reality experiences.
I couldn't agree more. This is really the start of a whole new frontier in machine perception. And with the EFM 3D benchmark and the EVL model as a strong foundation, I can't wait to see what the future holds as more researchers dive into this exciting area.
Me too, Tom. This is the kind of cutting-edge work that really captures the imagination. It's not just about incremental progress, but unlocking entirely new capabilities for AI. I have a feeling we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to check out the full paper for all the juicy details. This is the kind of research that is truly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in AI. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Cutting Edge Science.
Thanks everyone, have a great day.
Are you tired of your old, boring VR headset? Does your 3D spatial awareness feel like it's stuck in the Stone Age?
Introducing Foundation VR, the world's first 3D egocentric foundation model for your virtual reality needs.
With Foundation VR, you'll experience the future of spatial perception. Our cutting-edge AI builds a true 3D understanding of your environment, giving you unparalleled awareness and interactivity.
Wave goodbye to clunky controllers and rigid, pre-mapped virtual spaces. Foundation VR uses your headset's cameras and sensors to dynamically reconstruct the world around you in real time.
Reach out and touch virtual objects as if they were really there. Navigate complex 3D environments with the natural movement of your own body. Foundation VR shatters the boundaries between the physical and digital realms.
But that's not all. Our revolutionary 3D foundation model comes pre-trained on a vast dataset of egocentric spatial experiences. That means you get seamless, out-of-the-box spatial understanding, no tedious calibration required.
So why settle for a 2D flatland when you can immerse yourself in true 3D magic? Upgrade to Foundation VR today and experience the future of virtual reality. Available now for the low price of $999.99.
Foundation VR, where the virtual becomes virtualer.